This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Tannen, attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tanashi Variri, please note the following medical letter. First name is Tanashi, T-I-N-A-S-H-E. Last name is V-I-R-I-R-I. That's V-I-R-I-R-I, period. The patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on July 11th, 2023, period. I took the history directly from the patient, comma, reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 44-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 170 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 10th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended while being stopped in traffic, period. The patient was in a 2022 Silverado pickup and hit by a Dodge Charger, period. The patient was jerked, period. The next day he had pain in his neck, comma, low back, period. Neck, low back, and pain radiating into both shoulders, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day is experiencing pain in his neck and low back, period. The shoulder pain has improved, period. New paragraph. His neck pain is described as constant, period. He has diminished range of motion, period. It is a stiffness-type pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into both shoulders, period. New paragraph. His low back pain is constant, period. He has diminished range of motion, period. It is a stiffness-type pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the pelvis, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that that week he was seen at Integrated Health Chiropractic Center, period. He was treated 16 to 18 sessions over a 3 to 4 month period. They gave him therapy as well as manipulation and x-rays, period. He had an MRI at ProScan, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems with bending, comma, lifting over 70 pounds, comma, walking greater than 1 mile, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as soccer and basketball, comma, running, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications denies. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient was never involved in serious automobile accidents in the past, period. The patient has not had work injuries in the past, period. There has not been prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph, past surgical history denies, period. New paragraph, occupation is that of a construction, period. Now he cannot do much physical projects, period. He cannot work full-time and he does have physical restrictions, period. He missed several projects initially, period. He missed approximately 4 months of work immediately after the automobile accident, period. In the future, he will not be able to do the physical extensive work that he did in the past, period. He is unable to do the physical aspects of his job, only the clerical aspects, period. New paragraph. At this time, I reviewed medical records, including ProScan imaging, as well as records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab, period. Records from Indianapolis Health and Rehab, October 14th, 2022, first visit. They gave him hot packs, electrical muscle stimulation. On the first visit, they gave him hot pack therapy, electrical muscle stimulation, therapeutic massage, and therapeutic exercises, period. There was chiropractic manipulation given as well, period. On that date, states the neck may be a little worse. The low back was apparently doing better, period. Records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehabilitation, October 12th. The range of motion was moderately decreased. The diagnosis was cervical strain, thoracic strain, lumbar strain, muscle spasm, headache, cervical alga, C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A, dorsalgia, and lumbar alga, L-U-M-B-A-L-G-I-A. Treatment was given. ProScan imaging, MRI of the cervical spine, November 10th, 2022, at C5-6, broad-based, predominantly right, paracentral slash preforaminal disc protrusion, indenting the fecal sac, and abutting, A-B-U-T-T-I-N-G, abutting the right C6 nerve root, period. At C4-5, broad-based disc protrusion, indenting the fecal sac, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Thyroid examination unremarkable, period. In the cervical area, paravertebral muscle spasm present, period. Heat and tenderness present, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical spine, period. Diminished range of motion was noted with flexion diminished by 24 degrees and extension by 10 degrees, period. Side bending diminished by 14 degrees on the left, 16 degrees on the right, period. Rotation diminished by 18 degrees left and 8 degrees right, period. Examination of the thoracic area unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm present, period. There was tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion noted with flexion diminished by 18 degrees and extension diminished by 6 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was a diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient was right-handed, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, strain, pain, right herniated nucleus pulposus at C5-6 and C4-5, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, sprain, and pain. Number 3, bilateral shoulder trauma resolved, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 10th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2. The patient qualifies for a 17% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar region, utilizing Table 17-4, he qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 20% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of October 10th, 2022, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 10th, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. An MRI of the low back should be warranted at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. More treatment with injections in the cervical and lumbar regions would cost $3,500, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is appropriate, period. More physical therapy at a cost of $1,000, period. Surgery was not discussed. However, with the herniated disc in the cervical area at two levels, as the patient ages, he may require this surgery, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.